Waterford Elvis tribute artist says an endorsement from the mayor is giving him more momentum to celebrate the king.
Whereas Jackie Hardy of New Waterford is a kind and inspiring individual whose courage, perseverance, and love of music has touched the hearts of many throughout our community. And through his journey as an acclaimed Elvis Presley tribute artist living with autism, he's shown that determination, passion, and belief in oneself can overcome obstacles and open doors once thought closed. And whereas in just a short time performing, Jackie Hardy has grown in confidence and earned well-deserved recognition for sharing his gift, including a 2024 Canadian Choice Award for his performances in local seniors' homes, along with 3 platinum and 1 silver Community Votes Awards, all while bringing joy, smiles, and comfort to the power of music across Nova Scotia.
Mayor Cecil Clark recently acknowledged Jackie Hardy and has proclaimed the Good Series for his passion to entertain audiences regardless of the challenges in living with autism.
I was doing something, and then Katie saw this, and she was going to print it out and everything in the foresheet. Before she had everything all done, she said there was already a person who already did it. And he came on, and he said...
It was May 8th.
May 8th was Jackie Day.
Jackie Hardy Day in
the municipality. So that was really good.
Hardy says mimicking Elvis is serious business, and it's not easy to perform like the king.
A lot of movement and a lot of, it'd be a great show. It'd be a great show. Mixed music. And I put on a real good show.
Your Elvis suit.
I got a new Elvis suit. I'm hoping it should be done shortly. And I got it for Christmas.
When somebody shows up at your show, what are they expected to see?
There's going to be a lot of movement. His arms waving when I'm doing a song, and his shake, rattle, and roll like he always does, shaking his legs, both his legs and everything, and a lot of good energy.
They all shook up
one, and a lot of movement and different kind of genre songs.
His partner Katie is his manager, and she works behind the scenes. She says people are always interested in the pair.
We got people asking us about our upcoming wedding, and asking for autographs from Jackie. And then I had one lady that literally was like, oh my god, you were the cutest, what are you to him? And she thought I was his little sister, and I'm like, no, I am his wife. And she was like, oh my god, you are. And like, it just turned out, it's been hectic, but like really amazing all at the same time. Like when we played Kanikyu in Escazoni, and that's where somebody asked me if I was his little sister, and it's been a wild ride.
Yeah, wild one.
She says it's hard work, but worth it to help out her number one.
Part of my hobby, I guess. Like, I'm really good. Like, I'm really good around electronics. So just being able to help out my husband there, and get his career going, and being able to put my skills to the test, I guess. It does. I don't say that I necessarily love it as much as it gives me a headache, and having sensory process disorder, it's hard, but I do it for you. Obviously, you do the things for the people that you love. So I just managed to get through it, and it's good after a while. Just very nerve-wracking.
That's Elvis tribute artist Jackie Hardy from New Waterford, and his partner Katie. Hardy's also chasing his dream to release his own album, and the couple is getting married in August. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.